So the Chayyarim continues and he says, in Klal Tezayin, Simon Aleph, since a person, there are times when a person is able to daven from Elohus HaShachar, therefore all the time, Chazal said, once Elohus HaShachar comes, a person cannot get involved in other activities. Now there are going to be a few different issues over here. We have a general rule that before a person does a mitzvah, Chazal did not want you to get involved in other activities, lest you get involved in them and forget to do the mitzvah. So a person can't eat before he takes a lulav and an esrog. A person eating before tekiyas shofar, a person cannot eat before tekiyas shofar, except in a limited fashion. So that's one concern. And in that we're going to differentiate between a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah derabanan. The Chazal were more machmir on a mitzvah deraisa and the limitations of eating beforehand than Chazal were machmir on a mitzvah derabanan. So that's one issue. However, there's a second issue, which the Gemara has two different sources for, that it's inappropriate for a person to get up in the morning before he has davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu to get involved in other activities, especially eating and drinking. A person's eating and drinking, this person is, were in some ways, indulging himself. And here he is indulging himself before he has first spoke to his Creator and praised him and asked for the right to take advantage of this world. So we have potentially the regular problem of eating before a mitzvah, or activities before a mitzvah. And then we have a second issue, a totally independent issue of eating and drinking before davening, or we'll see there's also another issue of doing the other needs before davening. Based on other psukim, and there's two for eating and drinking, there's going to actually be two different psukim which you have to look at. So with that introduction, let's see what the Chayyarim says. Therefore, from the time of Elohus HaShachar, a person cannot get involved in his own personal needs, unless, if it's not necessary. Also to travel, if it's not necessary. The person cannot initiate travel before once the time of davening has come. The person cannot initiate getting involved in his other needs once the time for davening has come. The person cannot eat. The person cannot even drink. Like the Adam says, drinking a coffee with sugar and milk is problematic. It means he seems to feel that coffee alone, black coffee without sugar and milk, is permitted, but adding sugar and or milk is a problem. And on this point, Chazal found a pasuk which says that lo circle al adam, which Chazal understand this pasuk is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, and Ratzal Amar Chazal understand this pasuk in multiple ways, but one of them is kadam shetispal lo adimcha. Before a person davens for his blood, which means for his life, for his health, before a person has asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, to maintain him and preserve him and take care of his blood, he should not be eating it. This is a lav in the Torah, and according to some, this is going to be a full bona fide drasha. The Rambam asks, why don't we get malchus on it? The Rambam says, you don't get malchus because it's a lav shebeklolus. Chazal have other drushes from this pasuk, and the rule is a lav shebeklolus. There's no malchus, but he understands this is not just an asmachta, but this is a full bona fide drasha. So that's one pasuk. Now there's a later on in this siman, the Chayyarim will say a kula that depends what type of item you're having. Okay. According to the Zohar, a person went to sleep and he got up. It's not even a Elohus HaShachar yet. But once a person has went to sleep and gotten up, he cannot dive in Shachar, he said, because it's too early. But he still has not spoken to Kadosh Baruch Hu and asked him for his blood. So how could a person go to bed, get up, and be created as a new Bria, and get involved in eating and drinking before he has spoken to his Creator? Well, he can't speak to his Creator, it's too early. Well, even so, a person cannot do that, according to the Zohar. Now, that is Al-Pi the Zohar, and the Mishabura, when he talks about it, says it, it's something which is appropriate. If a person can do so, a person should do so. But if a person gets up and he wants to learn, he finds that without eating something, it's before, we're talking again about the middle of the night, he wants to get up and learn early, he finds that by eating something or drinking something, he'll be able to focus, and without doing so, he will not be able to focus. So then he should not refrain from eating and drinking because of the Zohar, and allow himself to focus on his learning and do his learning in an appropriate way. Have a good day.